trust you that you would do what you have purposed to do. With the word that proceeds out of my mouth today, with power, with authority and simplicity, that everyone under the sound of my voice today will be edified, will be challenged, corrected, reproved, to be all that they can be for God before they expire. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. When we talk about life, I remember there was a time I just sent a message asking people around that what does life mean to them? And I discovered from the response I got for a lot of people that life to them is full of a lot of uncertainties. It's not certain. To them, life depends on events and situations, their own personal experiences. Sometimes when you see people, you say, oh, how is life? Some will say, life is good. Some probably will answer and say, life is tough. So it's always based on their own personal experience, and that's how they define life. I took the liberty to check, even from Wikipedia, the meaning of life. And Wikipedia said, life has no meaning. He says he has no meaning. He said the meaning that people give life is man trying to justify his own existence. So to many of us, even as we are seated here, life is based on our own personal experience. It's good if I have everything that I need. It's bad if life has handed over to me the bitter lemon instead of a lemonade. But when we go into the Word of God, because no matter how the world defines any situation or circumstance, God has His own definition. What does God say about life itself? What is life about? I've often said it, that life is not about the day that you were born or the day that you die. It's about the contribution in those hyphen years between the day of manufacture and the expiry date. That's what is important. Let's look closely into the Word of God. And let's see what God says about life. In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 12, the Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So whatsoever that is outside the Son that we called life is not even life according to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Jesus says in John chapter 10 and verse 10, the thief cometh but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I title my short exhortation today, Inspire Before You Expire. Help me tell the person sitting next to you. Inspire before you expire. A very wealthy man recently passed away. Very wealthy. at least wealthy in goods. And on the day of the wake keep, I was listening, you know, closely, attentively to hear what people will say. What is the testament of people concerning him? I waited and waited. Some people came up. Oh, it's a nice man. He's fashionable. Dresses well. You know, I mean. Another guy came and said, oh, I mean, I used to look at him. And I said, yes, that's how I want to be. He never said anything he saw in him that changed his mind. Values that changed the way that he was living his life. No one mentioned how he averts misfortune in the lives of other people that are around him. Nobody said he built a school for the motherless or a home for the aged. Nobody even said he came and he tied a road. That was all that was said about this very, very rich man. What a life. Would that really be a life? In the scripture we read, it said, man ought to live and be rich toward God. Rich towards the things of God. Hallelujah. For the life of man does not consist in what he possesses. It's not about your material possessions. If all the abilities that God has given unto us, the potentials you have, your education, your intellectual astuteness, if all is used in hot pursuit of material possession, there are two dangerous things that will be awakened in that person. Number one, from what the scripture said we read today, covetousness. The second one is idolatry, which God hates with a perfect hatred. Many worship the work of their hands. The worship that is due to God has been given to things. This man, the Bible referred to him as a fool. A foolish man. Why? Because he really does not have the understanding of what really counts in life. If you don't know what life is all about, then you can't begin to count your... In fact, you will not know the blessing to count. Because the blessings that count are the things that count to God. Praise the Lord. But this man, you know, we often say it, count your blessings, name them one by one, and then you look outside. You see all your Rolls Royce, six of them. You see the mansion that you built for yourself. You say, I'm counting my blessings. But when it comes to being rich toward God, there is no blessing to count. Bible says, this is a fool. He is not wise at all. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, from verse 15, the Bible said, be not unwise, but be wise. Making the most of every opportunity that God has given you. knowing what the Lord's will is. Hallelujah. This is what life is all about. It's about inspiring others with the godly wisdom that you have embraced, with everything that God has given to you, spiritually, financially, materially, in every area, using it to bless others. And when you do that, you are bringing glory to God. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That's what it's about. We are not saved coming into kingdom, and all we have to talk about is what we will eat, what we will drink. If your prayer request is all about what you drink or what you think, I'm sorry, you may find yourself classified as a fool. We had the testimony about our sister, beloved sister. I mean, one day, she was someone, you know, she will get on your case until you get it right. That's her. She won't give up on anything in any area in life. She's not going to spare you. You should have done this. This is how you should have done it. Blah, blah, blah. She believes in excellence. What is worth doing is worth doing well. If you are not going to do it, don't do it. Hallelujah. She's always looking for the best. Best before you expire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to reconsider how we live our lives. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I want to read from verse 17 to 19. Them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Now, when the Bible is talking about rich, it's not only in terms of money. To be rich could be to be rich in wisdom. Praise the Lord. Because some of us, God has graced you with so many abilities, but we are sitting on it. We are so focused on our own needs that we cannot even see the needs that are around us. May God open your eyes to see the needs that you are called to meet in the name of Jesus. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. God that gives us richly all things to enjoy. He said, that is, it is in Him that we should trust. Praise the Lord. Life, even though it includes and it is incorporates human existence, but we must also know that it must include eternal life as well. Hallelujah. It must include eternal life. And eternal life comes to us, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him will not perish but have eternal life. So eternal life comes from God. As we choose to receive His Son into our lives. Praise the Lord. It's not how long that anyone lives. It is how well, how rich toward God that person has been. And I got, you know, a clear spiritual understanding of this truth many years back. It's almost about 2 decades. A family friend had very tragic bereavement. The husband had traveled abroad on a business trip. And he had ordered a car that arrived while he was away. So the wife decided, and the children, we'll go and pick daddy at the airport with this, his brand new Mercedes Benz. And they drove from Ibadan, going to Lagos. Very happy that they were in that car and praising God. They were good Christians. And they started singing praises unto God in the car while they were going. And one trailer just came from the other side of the road and collided with their car. The wife was there, died. The only daughter they had, 8-year-old, died. The driver died. The PA of the woman was also in the car. She died. The only person that survived was their 16-year-old son. The father called and called and called the mother's number. He was already waiting outside. He has checked out of the airport at the arrival hall and waited and waited. Nobody picked the phone. By the time they picked the phone, it was the son. And the son said, "Daddy, I have bad news for you." He said, "What is it?" He said, "We were all coming to pick you at the airport, but I'm the only one that survived." I mean, what kind of a news is that when you just arrived? Hello? It was, talk about bad news. That was mega bad news. You know how Job would have felt. That was some kind of Job bad news. The day my husband and I went on a condolence visit to their house, people were there. Nobody could talk. Nobody could say anything. People just sat quiet. They were inert. But one grandmother came in and said, "Why is everybody sitting? Get up and let's begin to praise the Lord." It was like, can I have a praise? She said, "You don't want to praise God. Let me give you a reason why we need to praise God." And she started telling us about the story of the 8-year-old girl that a week before that day was her grandson's birthday. And this girl was there at that celebration. And of course, children, they were enjoying. They were classmates. And by the time they would cut the cake and wanted to take a picture of all the classmates together, the girl put up her hand and the grandmother was there saying, "Hey, what is it?" He said, "Grandma, we have not even prayed. We have not prayed for, the classmates, the celebrant. We have not prayed for you, Grandma. We've not prayed for my friend's dad. We haven't prayed for all my mates." So the grandmother just said, "Okay, since you are the one that raised you, pray." And the girl got up. And 30 minutes later, she was still praying. 8-year-old. She prayed for every single person that was there, thanking God for their lives. And praying that the will of God will be done in the life of everyone, including that grandmother. Praying that they will all know Jesus Christ. A week after she was involved in an accident, she died. You tell me that her life was a waste, that because she's 8 years old, she didn't know anything, she has not sinned, she didn't know. No! God is the manufacturer. God is the one that put the expiry date. God is the one that knew what she needed to do to inspire others. She inspired, she expired. Praise God. It don't have to be 100 years. I pray that your life will inspire people. That is what is important. That's what counts. That's what counts. Yeah, one day we had inspired people to be the best version of themselves. She will challenge you. Because when you think, I don't have time for this, I don't really, yes. We all have 24/7. It's what you do with your own. That's the difference. Praise the Lord. How you make your own count. Beloved, in conclusion today, in all your pursuit to aspire to be somebody, aspire to be this, and then acquire things, don't leave out inspiring others before you expire. Shall we rise on our feet? The kingdom of God is not in word, it is in power. And I believe that God has spoken to your hearts today. Yeah, I know it. There are adjustments that need to be made. Reflections of how we have lived and fared so far. Because the one thing that God Himself holds is the expiry date. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's the one. You know, if I know my expiry date, I will quickly do what I need to do. You agree with me? Oh, yes. I mean, if I know I will expire tomorrow, if you know what I will put in this 24/7, 24 hour. Glory to God. But you don't know it and I don't know it. He is the one that knows it. And that's why the Bible says you must live every day as if you do not have tomorrow. As if you do not have tomorrow. Make the most of the opportunity that God has given unto you. Pursue the things of the kingdom with passion, with all the energy, with all the ability that God has given unto you. Pursue it. Pursue averting misfortune in the life of other people. Don't be like that fool, the Bible said. He thought to himself, the Bible said, even the thought of foolishness is sin. I will sit, he said, I will now sit and marry for many years, as if he knew his expiry date, not knowing that that night he was going to expire. Beloved, as you acquire, as you aspire, make sure you inspire before you expire. Shall we lift up our voices unto God? Commit yourself, your own life, unto God. There is no life outside Christ. We have seen in the Bible. Life is not based on my circumstances. It's not based on my life's experiences. It's not based on anything, the events and situations that I've encountered in life. It is Christ. It's about Him. And if you're here today, you are yet to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You do not know the day you will expire. Hand over your life to Him right now. And say, Lord Jesus, You hold the key. You know the expiry date. I want to walk with You from today. I give my heart to you. Save me from living a life of no inspiration to others. Deliver me from living a selfish life. Pray, beloved. I say, Lord, help me to live right. Today I've come to understand that all my pursuit, looking for comfort, there is much more to life than all that. Help me to live a balanced life, a life that will glorify your name. And so, our Father and our God, I thank you that by your Spirit, you will expound the truth that you have released to us today in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray for everyone here that at the end of the day, end of their life, their life here on earth will not be summarized as a foolish life. Grant them the wisdom to live for you. Grant them the wisdom to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Every spirit of selfishness, self-gratification, let it be dethroned from their hearts, and let love and grace take over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the answer. Spirit of God, I trust you to do much more. For you are able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we have asked by your power that worketh in us. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.